Talking to David Mason. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Gary.
How are you this morning?
Well, it's a little bit damp here at Binchester Roman Fort, but we're looking forward to a good weekend event of reenactments and celebrating Roman civilization.
Yes, it all looks very exciting. I've been reading about it on the various platforms, and it's a whole weekend of celebrations.
It is indeed, yeah. We have basically the way that each day goes is that the fort is open from 10 o'clock until nearly 5 o'clock. And then we have a programme of events that starts at 11, runs for about an hour and a half, and then it's repeated at 2 o'clock. That's on both days. And we have, I suppose, what you call a confederation of reenactment groups. We have Roma Antica. We have the Celtic Mercenaries, the Nord Marni, and Barbaritus, the Roman cavalryman. So together they'll be demonstrating things like archery, slingshots. They'll be firing the full-scale replica of the bolt-firing catapult known as the ballista, which is one of the main artillery pieces for the Roman army. Barbaritus will be demonstrating fighting skills on horseback and how Roman horsemen managed to control their horses without the aid of stirrups.
Oh.
So it's quite a busy time, and in addition to that, we have the remains of buildings that have been on display for quite a number of years now, which include a late Roman bath building, which is notable for the fact it has one of the best preserved hypocausts or underfloor heating systems in the whole of Britain.
I was walking through that a year or so ago with my grandchildren. They were absolutely fascinated by the whole thing. Yes.
Good. Yeah. Well, in addition to that, now, because of the major campaign of excavation that finished, in 2015, that explored part of the fort interior and uncovered most of a cavalry barrack, because Binchester was a cavalry fort, and that explains why it's quite a large size, about 10 acres in size, or 4 hectares. As a consequence of that, another trench was excavated outside the fort, and that's uncovered part of the regimental bath building, which is even better preserved than the one inside the fort. And we have the majority of the building there still has walls standing 7 feet above floor level. So it incorporates things like doorways and blocked doorways, the beginnings of the arches that supported the roof, window embrasures and all sorts of things like that. So it's quite a range of things for people to see and enjoy.
Yeah. In terms of the future of Binchester and things yet to be discovered, is there likely to be quite a bit of it we haven't seen yet?
Well, a very, 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 very small percentage of the site as a whole has been excavated. In its full extent, it probably extends over something like 80 or 90 acres.
Really?
So when you say Binchester Roman Fort, people may think, oh, it's a fort with a few civilian buildings outside. But in its fully developed form, say in the 3rd century, it's more like a town with a military citadel at the centre. So there won't be any major excavation in the next year or two, because we need to get everything that's been done from 2009 to 2015 analysed, written up and reported and published. But in the future, I could well see more excavations taking place. We're just about to embark on replacing some of the visitor buildings here during the coming winter and spring. So that will upgrade things a bit. And then we're also in the midst of discussions with our neighbour, the Auckland Castle Trust, over how the site can be developed in the future.
Ah.
So it can reach its full potential, you know, in a way that's not been possible before.
Mm.
So watch this space, basically.
Oh, yes, fully intend to. The whole thing fascinates me. I assume that the fort was established on the Great March North.
It's one of a series, during the advance from York in the early 70s. And then when they started to put the infrastructure in, the road system, and they put the road called Deer Street.
Mm.
It was called Deer Street in later times. It was basically the predecessor of the A1 and the A68. And that's protected by a chain of forts, of which Binchester is one. And we have others at Lanchester and Ebchester and Corbridge and going on up into Scotland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's. Am I right in assuming that is the Bishop Auckland to Piercebridge Road? That's Deer Street, isn't it?
It is, yes. Yeah. The High Street, the Bishop Auckland, you know, as you may know, is arrow straight.
Mm.
And that's because it's perpetuating the line of part of Deer Street. And then as you go further south, there's a B road which runs down to Piercebridge from the north, which is on the line of the Roman road, and is one of the best examples of appreciating Roman surveying in laying out roads, you know, as it heads down towards the Tees crossing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, just before we return to the wonderful things that are happening at Binchester this weekend that we can all go along and take part in, well, at least have a look at, I'm not sure I would like to take part in the battles.
Well, yes, they can be quite violent at times, but they are well rehearsed and well trained, and they've been doing it for a number of years now.
I was going to say, they must be highly skilled professional people doing this, really.
Yeah, well, we've been doing it here at Binchester for, what, getting on for 15 years now.
Yeah.
Two or three times a year, and we have another event on the August Bank Holiday Monday on the 28th. Perhaps one thing I should tell people is that as we don't yet have electricity on the site, we can only take payment in cash. We can't do any card payments at the moment, but hopefully that will change next year.
Oh, right. That's a good thing to mention, isn't it? It's those little practicalities that can make the difference. Yes,
yes,
absolutely.
Yes.
So forget your cards, but take cash. Yeah. Okay. Can I ask you about concrete? I know that might seem a bit obscure, but just in the news this week, we've been reading about, once again, another example of just how clever the Roman civilization was, how clever these Romans were, because they were able to build things under the sea. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes,
they could. I mean, not so much in this country, but certainly in the Mediterranean, they constructed massive harbour works. And they developed a form of concrete that could actually set underwater.
That's it.
And yes. This is due to a chemical reaction with the type of volcanic sand they used, which apparently has a reaction with the seawater and makes it set particularly hard.
Right.
And quickly.
Yeah.
And then the more general type of mortar and concrete they used, because of it was a slower form of construction than today, and because they were using lime mortar, it goes off more slowly, and that's better for it hardening over time.
Right.
And some of the buildings here, I mean, the Bath building in the middle of the fort here has got walls 3 feet thick. Its floors were of concrete a foot thick, so it's quite a substantial construction.
Hmm. Gosh. You are, of course, are you chief archaeologist at the...
I'm what they call principal archaeologist with Durham County Council, yeah.
Principal archaeologist, yeah.
Used to be called county archaeologist, but that changed a few years ago.
Ah, right. Okay. So it kind of adds to John Cleese's list, doesn't it? What have the Romans ever done for us?
Pretty well, yes.
They showed us how to use concrete. Fantastic stuff.
Yeah.
All right, so let's just go through the practicalities of the weekend once again before you have to go off, David, and do what you need to do. So could you just run through it for us one more time?
Yes, well, location-wise, the fort is situated just off the lane that runs from Bishop Auckland Market Square through to Newfield, so it runs beside the River Weir. The fort opens today and tomorrow at 10 o'clock, and our programme of reenactment events begins at 11. An hour and a half, and then it's repeated at 2 o'clock, and hopefully this afternoon and tomorrow is going to be a bit drier than it is this morning.
And take cash.
And take cash, please. We might even consider denarii if you've still got a few.
Oh, lovely. Very good. All right, then. Right, David Mason, thank you very, very much for your time. I appreciate that, because I know you must be very, very busy this weekend.
Well, thank you very much, Gary.
Okay, well, have a great weekend, and I'm hoping to get along and see at least some of it myself. So,
jolly good. Look forward to seeing you.
Do take care. Thanks for your time, David. Bye-bye for now.